This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where about 15 seconds ago, Corey goes, are you going to send me a run sheet or what? And I was like, what? I thought I did. So I'm a little concerned. Corey might have last year's run sheet ready to go, so we'll see.
That's on me more than it is you.
Yeah, okay.
That's definitely my... Hey, can I add something real quick? Something... He said what ruins your day for the whole day?
If I trip in front of somebody.
Something that makes my day.
Okay.
The other day, I was walking out of the gym, and I held the door open for this lady. The guy that was outside, he was a young man, about 17. He also held the door open for the lady. Nice. And she said, what a lucky lady I am today. This is a great start to the day. And we both smiled at each other like we just accomplished making somebody happy. And so for the rest of the day, it made me feel good. So do something nice for people and have a better day.
See, I like that because I've had a conversation with Reggie in the past and he very much disagreed with my... assertion.
Slam the door in that lady's face.
Don't slam the door in anybody's face.
Shut it slowly. I got you.
But I said, I feel like the world could inch towards being a better place if we just like open the door for people and they said, thank you. And you said, you're welcome. And he was like, no, that's not going to solve the world's problems. I was like, it's not going to solve it's not going to solve racism or whatever, but like, I feel like maybe people would be in a nicer mood.
Yeah. It's a place to begin. That's the one.
So, but yeah, my answer to that other question was sometimes it's because my shoe got untied or whatever. If I ever trip in front of people,
you're embarrassed.
Yeah. Cause they're like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. But in my mind, I'm like, you stupid idiot.
That's much like if he makes a mistake on the show, right?
That's true.
Then he texts us after the show, guys, this will never happen again. I apologize.
Which I should stop saying that because then it does happen again. Yes, that's absolutely. I've texted them afterwards and been like, hey, I really effed up the show today. Sorry about that. So hopefully that won't happen today.
But like I always tell you, man, you always got tomorrow. Unless you don't. I mean, if you die, then you don't get tomorrow. But we're not going to remember that. We're not going to remember your mistake. That's not going to be the last memory we have of you. Our memory will be like, you know, all those times that we shared together.
Okay. I would appreciate that if you like if I died today, you didn't start the show tomorrow being like, he really went out on the low note. He kind of botched that 10-20 segment. So that's what we'll remember. That will really hurt my feelings.
You know what? Had a great comeback though at 120.
Yeah.
So everything actually finished off pretty good. Crosstalk was kind of tough, but it wasn't his fault. He blames G-Bag.
Okay. No, that was the old Kevin. All right. New Kevin said he would work harder with G-Bag Nation with the crosstalk.
I think they've been awesome.
I do too.
Dawson yesterday just crushed it.
He was. He was really disappointed about that one thing you couldn't remember.
All right. Okay. I forgot too. So
yeah, see, there you go. All right. I like it. We're already off to a good start.
Let's go.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. I'm Kevin Hagelin. That is, Corey Majors.
True.
And the more famous, most famous, Alec Medford. Gentlemen, I want to start by talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this is something that we have talked about internally for, I don't know, probably like the last week or so. Why do y'all think the Cowboys don't have a more complete roster. Now, this goes back to an article from last week that has the top 10 complete rosters in the NFL. You probably won't be surprised to know that it's led by
the Eagles.
Yes, exactly. By the Eagles, Ravens, Lions.
And the teams that were in the deepest part of the playoffs.
Exactly, exactly. And the Chiefs, even though they have Mahomes, I think they're like four. Then the Bills are in the top five as well. So like
the Chiefs are not a complete.
Yeah, and I think that Patrick Mahomes makes up for some deficiencies on that for sure. But the Cowboys are not in the top 10. And so I agreed with that straight away. But if for any reason y'all disagree with that, like, please let me know. But my question kind of was, why is it that you think that the Cowboys don't have a complete roster? Because I have two things, but I would love to hear y'all's thoughts as well.
What's the cause of it?
Yes.
Because I would say the cause is top-heavy spending.
Yep.
And then the result of that is then penny pinching, designer bin at the Goodwill pickups. Like, I'm gonna go get this. I'm gonna go get Dante Fowler.
Yep.
Later in his career. I'm gonna go get Gerald McCoy. Dante Fowler is a bad example because Dante Fowler's been productive.
Yeah.
Gerald McCoy late in his way after he was good. You know, whenever they go get those guys, that's what it's like. Okay, you got the player, you got the name, and they are a veteran and they've been around. But can they still produce?
Yeah.
Yes, this morning listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show, I heard Tony Casillas talking about Solomon Thomas. Now, Kevin, I know you've done a bit with Solomon Thomas before.
Him and Dak.
And Dak.
One of those is going to come back on our
show. Y'all had a really good conversation. Tony Casillas was saying this morning, he was like, that dude's the real deal. He's a leader. He's ripped. He's got all these qualities about him. But his career does not say that, right? His career has said, right, average defensive. I mean, this is a high draft pick, average defensive player his career since then. But if that dude is coming in there with that kind of mentality, is he already taking over a leadership role in that locker room? And that's kind of the thing, is you just brought a free agent in who's trying to take leadership role because you don't have the depth on that front.
So I agree with you on the first part. Now, I worded it just a little bit differently, and probably you won't be surprised to know that I added another thing that I always get upset about. But I'm with you. They're too high spending at the top, as well as they're too late spending at the top. I feel like I've gone over that like a million times. We've talked about how much money they can save. You're literally in the midst of watching it happen right now, once again, with Micah Parsons. And then the other thing is, and I know that there's some people who will fight to the death over this, but I'm hoping that maybe we can agree on it. You made a bad bet at quarterback. And that's just a fact. Like, if we can't get on the same page about that monetarily, then I don't really know what to tell you. This is not, go ahead.
I got a question about this. Did Troy Aikman ruin the Cowboys' idea of a quarterback? Because Troy's leadership skill was so strong.
Right.
That they keep trying to find that in Dak. That's what they keep telling us too. But Troy also had these other qualities.
So you think potentially they overvaluate leadership at the expense of what do you do?
They try and make them look like they're the same.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but don't forget about the demand, not just the demands, because we don't see some of the demands Dak makes to these guys.
For sure.
But don't forget, like, whenever it was time, he performed at his best. Go look at his playoffs. He was high numbers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
While the regular season, he was handing the ball off to Emmitt, and then playoffs come, and he's like, I need to throw for bigger yards and more touchdowns today. Super Bowl time, I need to throw a little bit more today, and I'm here for it. And so that's sometimes I think they look back, and they're like, Troy was a great leader. Roger was a great leader. And Dak is still yet to prove, but he's also a great quarterback in addition to it. So that's where when you say a bad bet, I don't disagree with you, but they keep hoping and holding on to the hope that – at the end of his career, they will have proven everybody wrong by sticking with him because the leadership was there all the time and that's all they needed. They just had to have a better team around him, which is also enigmatic and happened to Romo as well.
Yeah, well, and so let's talk about that part of it. And so when I say that the Cowboys made a bad bet at quarterback, that's not to say that they don't have a perfectly competent quarterback, because obviously they do. But you clearly overpaid by $7 to $8 million. And I feel like that is being conservative. And then if you include that with all the stuff they talk about this, the way they drag their feet and re-signing and everything, we've gone over that before. You're probably talking about another loss, $14 to $15 million per year based on their last like marquee set of free agents. All right, so just add that all together. That's $22 million per year in salary cap space.
All right.
Can you imagine how much better you would feel about this team if you had that extra $22 million per year to actually, you know, whether you think it's invest in an actual another defensive tackle, whether you think it's to fortify the offensive line or the cornerback position, or maybe go out and you would have paid a little bit more for running back, whatever the case might be. The point is, with that $22 million, you would have been able to divvy it up a little bit more. And I think you would have felt a lot better about the depth of this team.
You might be able to add a stronger offensive lineman or a stronger defensive lineman, or instead of Jack's Sanborn.
Yes.
Like, you got him because he was kind of at the end of it. Now, listen, I think the dude's going to be a player. All right. I think that he was great. He was on his way to be something special with Eberflus up in Chicago, and he's going to be something that a lot of Cowboys fans end up liking down here. But when you have that extra money floating around, the higher up you can go, you can get the higher talent. And the Cowboys are like, well, we'll get moderate talent and we'll coach it up for the price. It's worth it for us.
Alec, do you have a particular hypothesis you would like to throw out there? Or do we do such an excellent job? You're like, there's no arguments left?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head on most things. But I also do think that it is, you hear it a lot from the top. They say it directly, but the "our guys" mentality, I think, plays into that a lot too, where it goes into your point, Kevin, of paying too much at the top of the market.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about a Dak Prescott, when you talk about waiting and waiting and waiting on CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, the "our guys" mentality of, we believe in our guys so much so that they're never going to go anywhere, so we're going to take our sweet time. But at the same time, it also goes hand in hand with some of the bad decisions that they made on the contract front that just didn't work out in general, like a Jalen Smith, like a Zeke Elliott. The "our guys" mentality has beaten me down so much, especially over the past few years, probably like towards the end of the Jason Garrett era, yeah, into the Mike, yeah, McCarthy era. That's when you really started to notice, like, you're getting so close, but then whenever you feel like you have a chance to add on, like the Rangers, I know it's not translating into success right now, but it felt like, okay, we have this foundation, we have a ring in our back pocket, we need to build upon that. It felt like they did with the Cowboys. It's, let's just keep everybody we've got and expect different results the next season.
Now, I just wanted to remind everybody at 11:45, Brian Schottenheimer will jump up on the stage, or maybe he'll walk up on the stage for the presser at Cowboys OTAs. Will that give you even more confidence?
That he's listening to the show? Yes.
He'll
be like, you know what, guys? Kevin Hagelin said I was going to jump up on the stage, and then he corrected himself. I want to prove him right. You know, I want him to go home happy today.
I would love that.
That would be amazing. And he's absolutely like, oh yeah, I'm a total, I'm a master peep. I listen all the time.
All right, I would love that. This is their third and final media viewing of OTAs today. One more closed OTA session. And then on June 5th. And then on June 10th, the mandatory minicamp will begin. So if you're looking for your off-season dates for the Cowboys, there you go. Now, we have one other important piece of business to discuss. Corey, would you say that we have a good track record with people who have been our producer going on to do good things?
Oh, absolutely. One of them's running Houston.
Yes.
The other one's also running the radio station in Houston.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of the other one. Went and got married and has kids in love in California, so he's enjoying life there.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nice.
The other one's a manager here in this building. He runs everything in this building. I would say we're doing pretty damn good.
Well, let's add another accolade. I take you to the North American Hockey League. You might think, I kind of know them. Maybe you don't particularly know them. Let's go down in the categories. They've given out their awards. The season is over. Broadcaster of the Year. From the Corpus Christi Ice Rays, it is former KNC Masterpiece producer Joey Erickson.
What's up, Joey? How you doing, man?
And I just want to point out,
he's not a man.
Okay. He just was on the show, too.
Yeah, he was.
Do you think that was the last? Okay, that's fair.
Every time we've had him on the show, the Stars have lost.
Do you think he made a deal that, like, the Stars can lose if he wins this award? but I'm just saying, maybe
that was
the last push he needed. So yeah, Joey is now the reigning NAHL North American Hockey League announcer of the year. Are you proud of him?
Dude, Hall of Fame is the next place for him. He's really good at his knowledge base of hockey is very good. Great foundation for it. And I think that working with us for a while and We gave him a lot of presents, you know, like we do that. I think that we do a pretty good job of giving presents to our producers on the show. And he took advantage of it, grew from it, and he always had a vision for what he wanted to do. Now he's got this one, first step, all on the way of many, many awards down the road.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, would you support the Stars trading Jason Robertson? And here are the teams already lining up to get him. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
All three of their best goal scorers out there together. All of them 30-plus in the regular season, including Robertson. He scores right through Stuart Skinner.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about Jason Robertson in just a second. Not just the headlines. We've done a deep dive into this, all right? I have arguments, counter-arguments, and the suitors waiting to get Jason Robertson and what they might be willing to give you for him.
Ryan Suter?
No.
All right.
But I like what you're doing there.
Gotcha.
But real quick, maybe this will take up more time than I anticipate. Is there an old-timey sports opinion that really drives you crazy? Because you know exactly where this is coming from. Somebody has texted in, and I get it. I've heard it before. I just think that is a preposterous thought that Troy Aikman was a bus driver.
Did you see his response?
No.
Because you said, you're a damn fool, is what you called him. And he said, I mean, nice bus driver, but that was bus was better than anything Tony had. Dak has done less with more around him than Tony. If you watch Troy Aikman, he drove the best bus out there. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He did. And he was the bus driver on that team. But everybody on that bus knew to sit down and be quiet. You know what I mean? Like talk to any of the former players on that team and ask them about, here's a perfect example. Charlie Williams and Nate Newton and I are doing the show out at the Star. And Nate's talking, he's going on and on about you know, all the trash they used to talk. Him and Charles Haley used to talk so much trash. They'd sit there on the bus and nobody was safe. All right. If you got on that bus, nobody was safe. I asked him, so when Troy got on, how did y'all handle? And they all just stopped for a second and they said, oh, actually, we didn't say anything to Troy. Troy didn't ride on that bus. And I said, oh, really? And they said, Troy would burn you worse than anybody on the team.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we just didn't mess with him because we didn't want to mess with Troy.
Yeah.
They all knew he was their guy and they also didn't want to mess with him because they knew he'd chew him up. And so that was, he was more than just that, just a bus driver on that team. He was everything for them and they all give him that credit. So,
yeah. And look, I
ask Michael Irvin what he thinks about Troy Aikman.
I get it. I just saw somebody give his touchdowns and interception ratio and then said Andy Dalton was better. Like, I mean, I understand if you just didn't never watch the games. Like, if you just look at the stat sheet, I guess you could come to that idea.
But the games changed a lot since he played, too.
So the game changed a lot to enhance passing ability, but also, that was one of the things about him. He stepped up his game in the playoffs. Neither Tony Romo nor Dak Prescott has done that.
Was it Brian Billick we were talking with about Trent Dilfer? And we asked him, how do you win with a quarterback like that that nobody thought was an elite quarterback? And he said, how do you win with a coach that nobody thought was, you know, like he made the joke.
Right.
But then he was like, no, but seriously, we were at the tail end of that era of football.
Yeah.
I just happened to have the right defense, the right thing. We had the right thing to go make that happen. But we were at the tail end of that era. Troy was right in the middle and end of that era as well. Once Troy's career was done, quarterbacking changed. Like, it's changed completely over the last 30 years to what it is now. Now it is reliant upon the quarterback. Back then it was, you got to build a team.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, because of the salary cap, it's so reliant heavily on the quarterback. But back then it was definitely, the team matters more than Dan Marino.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the Jason Robertson front, what's y'all's initial thought? Would you be pro or against trading Jason Robertson? And then we can dive through some of the talking points for both. He's under contract for one more year at $7.75 million.
Okay. So, and somebody just tweeted, trade one of the only players that showed up in the Western Conference Final. Brilliant idea, coming off an injury too, mind you. In the playoffs.
I don't know why questions seem to offend people.
It does.
So
questions do offend people. I believe that Jason Robertson still has another place to be.
Yep.
In his career. And I want to see that here. Will I wait for it like Jamie Benn? Like with Jamie Benn, we've been kind of waiting all this time for that next level. It really is just the cup for him at this point.
Yeah.
And that kind of solidifies everything we knew about Jamie Benn. I think Robertson still has the ability to play a tick faster. And that's what he needs. The dude it's beautiful to watch his game. I also have been over the last few years questioning toughness and questioning speed. He's not the fastest skater on the ice.
Agreed.
And he's not the toughest big man on the ice either. But he sees the ice in a way, he's like Donatello. You know, like Donatello saw everything else that was going on and was able to fill in voids where nobody else could. And that's where I see Robertson is he's not Raphael or Michelangelo where he's just out there bouncing around, knocking people down, but he sees it in a different way. And I think you need those pieces, but it depends on what I can get back and what he is. Steven uses this term a lot. Steven Jones, is he a progress stopper for somebody else that could take that next role?
Yes. Okay. So I'll answer that question first. I do not think he is, but we all really fell in love with Thomas Harley even more in the playoffs, right? Like he looked
sure.
Unbelievable.
He looked like he upped his game.
Exactly. Amazing young player for the Stars, right? Do you know that Jason Robertson is 2 years and 1 month older than Thomas Harley?
I did not know
and
that.
So, and like, I just wanted to point out, I think Jason Robertson gets talked about like he's 30. He's 25.
Yeah.
He's 2 years, almost exactly 2 years older than Thomas Harley. And we talk about them totally different as if Thomas Harley is this young upstart, which he is, and he's great. This is not a negative against Thomas Harley.
We've just seen Thomas. here's, we've just seen Thomas Harley's coming out party.
Yeah.
And Jason Robertson, he got a big contract because he did what he did a couple of years ago, where during the regular season, he dominated.
And you know what's wild about that? They've played the same amount of postseason games. Like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So one of the big reasons I would be against trading Jason Robertson, he's better in the playoffs than you think. All right? Because we have kind of lamented some of what it feels like are his playoff struggles. He averages 0.79 points per game in the playoffs, which isn't going to cut it for a player that will consistently get you 1 point a game, if not significantly or a little bit more than 1 point a game. I do want to point out, and I realize a couple of these players are defensemen or offensive defensemen, in their playoff career, that is better than Roope Hintz, a good bit better than Wyatt. That's better than Miro. That is a lot better than Thomas Harley, and it's better than Ben, and it's better than Sagan. So I just wanted to throw out the idea, because I was surprised when I was looking at this, is Jason Robertson is better in the playoffs than we seem to think.
Mm.
And so that's my point number one that I'm going to present. Secondly, last year, he did have some struggles for sure, but he still led the Stars with goals in the regular season, and he scored 4 goals in the last 3 games of the playoffs. So even with his own struggles, he was still the leading scorer on the team. Now, we'll get to one of the trades they made and how that might change it. Also, he's on the last year of his deal, $7.75 million. Do you think you're going to find a player that will average a point per game for $7.75 million?
I don't.
Yeah. And so that might be another point against trading him. Alec, I want to get where you fall on this real quick before we get to some of the counter arguments about perhaps why you would want to trade him.
I think that for that price, I understand why the conversation is coming up, because the value that you can get is probably going to be phenomenal. You're talking about an expiring deal, a guy that, like you said, we almost age him in an inappropriate way because it feels like he's been here forever, but he's in his mid-20s. When he's healthy, he is uber productive. And like you said, we probably make him to be more of a playoff villain than he actually is. So I do think there's going to be a lot of interest, and there's going to be a lot of teams willing to overpay for him. So yes, I would listen. But again, for that salary figure, I'm going to go ahead and ride it out and try to add and supplement around him rather than move him. Right now, today, without knowing what offers would be on the table, I'd say I'm keeping him just because I think the value is worth more to keep that continuity and to see what he can do with Mikko Rantanen in a full offseason program and everything, see if they can really get that chemistry going.
Yeah, that's another valid point, is the line adjustments made when Mikko got in here late in the season did change some things for everybody.
True.
And I'm kind of curious if DeBoer's still here.
Which I think he will be at this point, right? No?
Yes. I don't know, man. I'm not running the Stars. if he is, I'll be interested to see how he decides to kind of go out with that next year.
All right. So the case for trading Jason Robertson, and then Alec, you mentioned this as well. I'm going to present a deal to you that Yahoo Sports thinks is on the table already. Because supposedly there's already at least 4 teams lining up that would be interested in Jason Robertson.
Okay, so for money, huh?
Yes. All right, so one of the reasons that potentially the Stars should trade Jason Robertson, we talked about how he makes $7.75 million. He's in the last year of his contract. I don't think he's going to re-sign for that amount of money. You got to think somewhere between Hintz's $8.4 million and Rantanen's $12 million. All right, so let's just say $10 million.
Okay.
All right? This is not a team that has a lot of money at these particular moments.
Right.
So are you in a position to give Jason Robertson more money? Then again, if you traded him off, perhaps you could take some of those cap savings and pull them in.
And don't forget about void years also.
Yeah, they don't. That is not quite as
bird rights
prevalent. No, neither. Oof. Man,
are there front-loaded contracts in hockey, or is it all very, very rigid?
It's significantly closer. I'm not going to say it never happens, but it's significantly closer to like pretty even. And like the current deal that Robertson is on right now, literally every year was $7.75 million.
Gotcha. Okay.
All the way down the road. All right. So there's that. You mentioned the line adjustments. And so I realize that you have to remember that this came off of him having an injury, but they initially tried to put Robertson with Miko and with Ropé on the top line, and it didn't work. And later he got demoted as far as the fourth line, and even Granlin jumped up ahead of him. He doesn't have the speed of Rantanen. So I do kind of wonder, now are you going to pay that much money for somebody who you are going to slot down the line?
Yeah. What does he think he's worth too? You know,
yeah.
Like that's another thing. If he's just like, no, I know this is a great, I love hockey and I'm making really good money playing this game. And
attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is, I don't need Rantanen money. I need something that's serviceable that puts me in the right place.
And see, the thing I think he brings value on the trade front is, I know he only has 1 year left, but after that, he is still a restricted free agent. So you still have like potentially the advantage, and then maybe he'd want to play another year so then he could be unrestricted in 2 years at the age of 27.
And one of the things that stuck with me, Kevin, that Miko said was Dallas seems like a place where hockey players enjoy being.
Yeah.
He made that comment of Dallas seems like they treat it's. I've always heard that Dallas treats their players well. Dallas is a good place to be for hockey players. So that could definitely come as a selling point. I know Jamie Benn was like, I never want to know anything
sure.
else
because yes.
I've seen the other places.
Now, here is what could tip the scales for you.
Money.
Ooh, I think it's actually something else.
Oh.
So Yahoo presented their trade projection for the Philadelphia Flyers. The Philadelphia Flyers, those are one of the teams that are thought to, I don't know if covet Jason Robertson is the right word, but really, really want him. All right. This is from Yahoo. We can safely assume that both of the Flyers' late first round picks are in play. So that would be the number 22 pick and the number 32 pick. And a defenseman and perhaps a player like Owen Tippett, who he's 26 and has scored at least three goals in the last, or excuse me, at least 20 goals in the, each of the last three seasons. So now, if I told you that you have the potential to strengthen your defense, get a player who is definitely a competent goal scorer, and maybe at least one, if not two, first-round draft picks for an organization that obviously, for some of these moves, has sent out a plethora of draft picks, that gives you an idea of what you're looking at, and that gives me at least some cause to think about it. You know, like, I'm not like, you just got to get rid of Jace Robertson, but when I hear a first-round pick, perhaps a pair of first-round picks in the upcoming draft, and then Owen Tippett and a defenseman, I'm like, huh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. That is a lot.
And those draft picks are going to be significantly more friendly to start out against your cap than re-signing Robertson or whatever other direction you decide to go.
The 817, I've said it the last three playoff runs, you need to move on from either Robo or Otter to reset the message in the room. It's bittersweet, though, because your former star is performing well throughout the league.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But being better than Ben and Sagan is what any forward should be.
Sure. No, I agree. And that's why I wanted to throw out, like, I don't feel like Rope gets this kind of scrutiny. I mean, Wyatt Johnston, I feel like, got some scrutiny, but probably not as much this year. And I realize he is an even younger player than even Thomas Harley. But I just wanted to throw out there the idea that I think Jason Robertson is better in the playoffs than people think. He's just not as good as we've seen in the regular season, which is absolutely a disappointing thing as well. I'll be curious to see what they do on that front, because the Stars do kind of feel like they're in that Celtics mode of like, hey, we're up against the cap and we might need to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe even something a little bit dramatic.
Sell the team?
No, not.
That's
okay.
What the Celtics just did, right?
Not sell the team.
Oh, okay, good.
As far as I know, hey, but if it happens, let's go back to this cut and say that we were on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for baseball nuggets and history in Fenway. Next on The Fan.
3-1 to Trout. Runners at first and second. Two runs in. Nobody out. Mike swings and sends a drive out to left center field. Yeah, baby! Get that one up over the monster. Mike Trout's 10th of the year.
To be fair, he did hit that home run an unbelievable length, and it was at 454 feet, I do believe, right now. Presented by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
Kevin, before we get into Baseball Nuggets,
kill sorry. The music.
Oh, like, oh, whoa.
Actually, you can keep playing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Turn it louder.
We had something going on yesterday that a lot of people hopped in on, and I want to give a quick update. Okay? The corporation has stepped in.
Oh, yeah.
So for our email situation,
Mr. McMahon, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, the man has walked in the door and said, shut it down. Actually, here, let's protect you guys because there are some things that company-wide we have to push. So allegedly, there are some Federal Trade Commission things that we got to watch out for, et cetera, et cetera. We are going to make this happen. It is going to happen. It's just going to take a little longer than I thought it was going to happen. So...
there are guidelines we have to follow. Stupid FTC. Thanks a lot.
I counted about 500 email addresses yesterday. So I was very surprised that we were going to get that many people that wanted to torture Kevin involved. But actually, I wasn't that surprised that many people wanted to torture Kevin, because it makes sense.
You know what was the most infuriating part of it all? People contacting me directly and saying, hey, can you pass this along to Corey? And I was like, hold on. So you know Corey, you know how to get a hold of him, but you're like, Kevin, I just wanted to annoy you with an extra piece of email or DM or whatever, because make no mistake about it, whether it's the DMs, my spam mail, whatever, it all has to be cleared out.
Yeah,
it just does, or I freak out.
And I do believe somebody emailed you yesterday. You replied to them and they said you didn't reply all. And so
I never will, because Corey's thoughts on that issue were irrelevant because they were just trying to agitate me.
So again, we just have to wait a little bit longer to make this corporate work thing happen. So
you think you're a good corporate man?
Because here's what the thing, we think of everything as like we're working with tin cans and string. You know, like that's right. How we approach it is we're just a couple of kids that are in the treehouse having a fun, you know, having a fun conversation and people happen to be listening. So we can get away with anything. And then whenever we realize we're part of a company that actually has technology and stuff, there are laws. So,
I mean, I think the newspaper is partially to blame for this as well, because we got to do whatever we wanted at the newspaper and nobody would stop us.
Nobody cared because they were like, please do something.
Yeah.
Please get attention for us somehow.
Thanks a lot, bean counters.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start.
Thus against the man, it always has been.
I mean, that's who owns us now. Let's be serious.
The bean counter.
All right. So Mike Trout hit a home run 454 feet.
That's far.
That is far. But that's not really what I want to talk about only. The Angels hit 3 home runs in the first inning. This is a crazy stat.
Are they the Yankees?
Well, they're unlike any baseball team that's ever existed. That they're the first visiting team in MLB history to hit 3 home runs in the first inning at Fenway.
Really?
Fenway opened in 1912. Like, remember, that's when they had cars that you could walk to the park faster than.
I don't remember that, actually, because I wasn't there.
You ever see those cars from that time? They look like the worst.
The Model Ts?
Yeah, like, I mean, they're great innovation for the time, but when you're starting that thing up and it's bouncing up and down the road and you, like, see a person that could probably briskly walk faster than that car, is it worth it?
Good question, man.
I don't know.
I will say the pitcher that they were up against...
Henry Ford.
No, Henry Ford. I don't know if he ever pitched. So Richard Fitz was his name, the Red Sox pitcher.
Time to send him down.
Last of the 5 games he's been in, they've lost. All right, so.
Hey, look.
And he is 0-3 this year. And in his last 2 outings, he has measured 4 innings, given up 6 hits, 6 runs.
Ooh.
3 home runs, I guess, in that one.
Look.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad data point for you.
Yeah,
when the manager can walk in and be like, that performance you had today hadn't happened in 113 years of Fenway Park baseball history. That's pretty damning right there.
Yep.
Let's go from that to, look, we need to talk about this. Wander Franco. It's been a while since we've talked about him, right? If you'll recall, he is accused of sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl. He is about to start trial. In fact, the trial started on Monday in the Dominican Republic, and that it looks like they're going to start calling witnesses and like really getting into it, I believe, later this week or at the start of next week. And... one of the things that Franco told the judge was, I heard all they said, but I wanted to say that justice must be done. So Wander Franco is going into this, I mean, apparently believing that he is in the right on the right side and he will be vindicated, or maybe even hoping that he will be vindicated, because this is somebody who looked like one of the next like faces of baseball. I don't think I'm understating. I don't think I'm overstating it by saying one of the faces of baseball. And now he's going through a trial that will determine, first of all, I mean, I guess his playing status, of course, but mainly his freedom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a bad place for him to be in, man.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
And it is wild to me that like he was on that cusp.
Yeah.
You know, of becoming that hero of baseball.
Think about this. He hasn't played in 2 years. He is just now 24.
He was already on that.
Yeah, absolutely. His last season, which he didn't play the whole season, he had a WAR of 5.5. And so this is somebody who looked like they were going to be incredible. But the far bigger issue, obviously, is getting down to the determination of, is this what happened? Did he have an inappropriate relationship with a minor? And I think this will be very fascinating for judicial and for sports purposes to see how this plays out. But I just wanted to give you an update. And like, Dominican authorities started investigating this 2 years ago, and now we're about to dive into the trial, which unfortunately feels like it's going to have a lot of very sensitive, very devastating information or accusations in it. So just wanted to give people an update about that. All right, let's go to baseball broadcasting. It looks like Apple TV, which makes a lot of sense since they carry some MLB right now, that Apple TV and NBC, kind of more specifically probably Peacock, have taken the lead in terms of who will take over a lot of the ESPN baseball content. You know, like we talked about, ESPN was like, hey, thanks, but no thanks. We want to cut your games, cut your money. And MLB was like, no, I'm going to pass on that. And so it looks like Peacock and Apple are the two leading contenders right now to take over that.
Do they just kind of do the same thing and try and hire the show? Like try to take whatever ESPN had as the show and get those personalities too and bring them over? Do they say, no, we have a whole new set of people that we're going to work with?
I think with Apple, it would be that second one just because they already have kind of their built-in baseball infrastructure. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I would think it would be that. For Peacock, I'm not totally sure. And it also
just
depends.
Hey, I'd just bring on Shaq and Charles.
Man, that'd be something. Okay, I would watch at least.
Yes, you would.
I would watch at least one game.
The seventh inning stretch would be amazing.
That I would watch at least one game that would involve all of that. All right, couple more quick things for you. Luke Weaver, the Yankees closer, is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks because of a hamstring issue. And then we talk about this all the time, the perils of sports betting. The Houston Police Department announced yesterday that an overseas bettor was the one who was responsible for the death threats against Lance McCullers Jr. Remember, we talked about that, a couple weeks ago. Yeah. He was being threatened. His family was being threatened. They were able to discover the origin of those messages.
Really?
Because, of course, they were. And they found out that it was an overseas gambler, and he has apologized. I am waiting to see if further potential legal action will happen. But as you said, Corey, as we've talked about, get serious. Don't make a death threat to anybody, especially not over sports gambling.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
No. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we got Brian Schottenheimer at 11:45, which means we're going to shuffle some things around. So it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Just how good of an offensive supporting cast does Dak have? Next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.